The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the Hatha Yoga teacher Mr. Roost, recorded May 31st, 1974 in Geneva, Switzerland.
We or Bhagavad Gita, there is yoga practice. So we approve this yoga practice. There is no doubt. And in the Vedic literature, it is said, Dhyanavasthita jadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina. The yogi, they also sees the absolute truth by meditation within the mind. So this process is approved process. And there are divisions, sagarbha yogi, nigarbha yogi. So, what is your special subject matter as yogi?
I try to make a yoga who is understanding from accident. I saw that occidental people is more intellectual and they don't understand very easily the karma yoga. There are dynamics and they don't understand that we must work without goal, without intention, without personal intention. And I try to montrer,
show
through the practice of Hatha Yoga. But posture and pranayama and concentration, I try to...
Beginning for abdomen?
The kind of meditation I learned in India with Swami Satyananda. It's a few different techniques.
They
one is Ajapajja.
Manipurak. Then the intestines, they come to the heart, then ultimately to the Brahmarandhra. This practice?
Yes, is a practice of Kundalini Yoga, but very, very temperate.
Moderate.
It's not a Kundalini Yoga with a strong pranayama. It's more a question of conscious of awareness of breathing and
for example
breathing we start in
prana, this is prana,
and you must have the conscious of your breathing from muladhara to ajna and ajna through the vertebral column to muladhara. This is one example. And this in general technique of concentration, for example, to...
That I already said, dhyana avasthita. Dhyana avasthita. Dhyana means meditation.
Yes.
And situated, avasthita. Dhyana avasthita, tadgatena, manasa, by mind, pasyanti yam yogina. So these processes are approved, but they are more or less on the bodily concept of life.
is according to
as the karmis, they are the bodily concept of life. They are working their life, trying to improve the material condition of life, not only in this life but also in the next life. They are performing different ritualistic ceremonies for being promoted to the heavenly planet, like that.
Yes.
So they are all karmis, either in this world or in the next world. They are called karmis. So karmi means they want comfort of this body. And the yogis, they are also on the concept of this body. They are identifying this body as designated Brahma, Upadhi Brahma, Brahma with designation. But their central point is this body. This bodily concept of life, so long it continues in the form of karma yogi or jnana yogi, it can give him relief from the cycle of birth and death and march into the Brahma effulgence. Brahma Sajujya Mukti, this is called, technically. The Jnani is also. But that is not final. There is still farther. In there is Brahma Sarupa Mukti, Brahma Salokya Mukti, Brahma Shasti Mukti. Generally, the yogis and the jnani, they aim at Brahma Sajujya Mukti, to march into the Brahma effulgence. But that is not final. Final is Bhakti Yoga. After advancing, if the yogi gets the chance of associating with pure devotee and he engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, that is final purpose.
I think so. That this is the ultimate. It's very far for an European people, I think. It's like in the yoga of Patanjali, it's eight parts.
Ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga.
Yeah, Ashtanga yoga. The last part of the evolution. I think first we must, through the body, find the balance. With the balance of our body, we can go after to the balance of our ego or psychism. And after this, perhaps we are able to sacrifice all to the Lord.
Sacrifice for whom?
Yes. Without intention.
The Lord, he said.
Without personal intention.
I see.
I'm sorry.
The sacrifice. Intention means personal intention. Otherwise, intention to satisfy the Lord, that is required. Mm-hmm. That is bhakti.
And
we are not intentionless, but purified intention.
And what is your practice technically,
yeah.
I think?
Technically, he begins with hearing. Sravanam. To hear about God. Just like Bhagavad Gita. We hear from God, personally.
Mm-hmm. But through lecture, through sound?
Yes, through sound vibration.
And repeat and...
Sadhyatanavrithi in the Vedanta Sutta series. By hearing the sound, one becomes immortal. So,
it's like japa yoga, for example?
That is later. For beginning, you have simply to give submissive oral reception. That is the first beginning. Sāne sthita śruti vatāṁ sunumāṁ anodhi. Our process is jñāne prayāsam udupās. I know something, or I can know the Supreme by my knowledge. As I am something, and very important, our process is to forget this first of all. This is called humbleness, submission. Generally, the jnanis, yogis, they are thinking that they can do something by their own endeavor. Our process is different, that I am limited. My endeavor is limited, my knowledge is limited, so I cannot realize the unlimited by this limited resource. This is our first submission. Jnane prayasam udupāsa. That I am limited, I am not unlimited. That's a fact. So how can I know the unlimited? By my limited activities. This is our first submission. Just as in the Vedic literature it is stated the Mahavishnu, the plenary expansion of Govinda from his breathing, innumerable universes are coming and going. Jasyaika nishyasita kāyama tāva lamma jīvanti loma vilajā jagadannana thā. So, we cannot conceive even of this universe. And innumerable universes are coming and going during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu is the plenary expansion of Govinda. So this is the position of Govinda. So, therefore, our process is not to try by our limited endeavor to understand the unlimited. This is our first point. Better be submissive and hear from the Lord or from the dependency of the Lord about Him. Jayani Priyasam Udupasya Namanta Eva. Jayani Priyasam Udupasya Namanta Eva. Sarma Paritana Bhavadiya Vata. Thane Sthita Sthivatan Tanumangunovi. যে প্রায়শ জিত জিতপশু স্থি স্থিরতা দিস ইজ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ফার্স্ট অ্যাডমিশন দিস ওয়ে ওয়ান ক্যান টু ফাইন্ড আউট দিস ভার্স জ্ঞানে প্রয়াসম উপাস
জ্ঞানে প্রয়াসম উপাস
ভগবদ গীতা
This is the best process of understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process and try to hear about you either from yourself as you have given statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many other similar Vedic literatures or from the realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change his worldly position. Simply he has to hear your message. Although you are not understandable by the material senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the nescience of misunderstanding. By your grace only, you become revealed to the devotee. You are unconquerable by any other means. Speculative knowledge without any trace of devotional service is simply useless waste of time in search for you. Devotional service is so important that even a little attempt can raise one to the highest perfectional platform. One should not, therefore, neglect this auspicious process of devotional service and take to the speculative method. By the speculative method, one may gain partial knowledge of your cosmic manifestation, but it is not possible to understand you, the origin of everything. The attempt of persons who are interested only in speculative knowledge is simply wasted labor, like the labor of a person who attempts to gain something by beating the empty husk of rice paddy. A little quantity of paddy can be husked by the grinding wheel, and one can gain some grains of rice, but if the skin, the paddy, is already beaten by the grinding wheel, there is no further gain in beating the husk. It is simply useless labor.
Bhakti. Who does not very much appreciate the speculative methods. They surrender and they try to get knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord, as Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by the Supreme Lord. Or statements of the pure, highly elevated devotee. Just like Brahma is speaking this way. Hearing. The main purpose is hearing. Hearing from the right source. That is. Especially in the Western world, instead of hearing from the right source, they want to speculate about the Absolute. We have got about 20 books like this, but they are not speculation. They are simply by hearing. I am writing what I have heard, not that I am speculating. Mostly the philosophers, the writers, they speculate, they write their own opinion. But our process is not that. We don't speculate. We present the statements of God and His devotees. There is the whole book. Anywhere you won't find, I think, in my opinion, perhaps it should be like this. No. So don't do that. As soon as there is perhaps, or maybe, that is not perfect knowledge. There is speculation. Just like in the Padma Purana, there is statement of different species of life. Jalayanavalakhani. Statement that there are 900,000 species of life in the water. It is not written like this. Perhaps it may be, no. Like that says 1 million or 800,000, no, 900,000 specifically. So how do they get this knowledge? It's exactly same. Jalajanavalakhan, Savaralakhan. Now, in another place, the magnitude of the soul is explained. Kesadvasadvahagasya, in the Upanishad also, it is stated that 10,000 part of the top of the hair point is the magnitude of the soul. Our knowledge is accepted in that way, Vedic knowledge. Whatever is stated in the Vedas, that is taken as absolute truth, and we accept it. And there is fact. If you go to the same point by experimental truth, you will come to the same conclusion. So, we think that by experimental knowledge, why should we waste our time? Better take the truth which is already stated in the Vedic literature and build up your further premises on that basic principle. Just like that small fragment of spirit, 1/10,000 portion of the top of the hair is there within you, within me. And that is rotating through the air, pan upon pan, like that, the vayu. The yogic process is to capture it. But that is a fact, that the spirit soul is there within this body. It is a fact. So either you try to understand or capture it by the yogic process, or you know it, that there is this soul within the body. The result is the same. Therefore, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, at the end of the 6th chapter, that the Bhakta Yogi is the topmost yogi. So, one can adopt this Bhakti Yoga process and become perfect. And this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jangjang Bhavi Saran Bhavam Rajatanti Kalevaram. If one becomes accustomed to this habit, and at the time of death, he thinks of Krishna,
Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits this body, that state he will attain without fail.
So we are practicing this bhakti yoga and teaching others also.